Hello.
How do you get along with the senators?
Oh, I think it was a very good meeting. They were all there. Only about seven of them there.
That's enough.
But they're just not nickeling around anymore, Mr. President. This is just like with a piece of cake. I was on the attack all the time. Simon started nagging just a little bit about Laos and Cambodia. Do we need all that money? I said, yes. Just spent it more. Fulbright was very restrained. Aiken was quite supportive.
Good.
Tiffin thought it was an excellent meeting.
Good. Well, you've done your...
Well, we've got the upper hand.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you read Murray Marder today. He had a very, very favorable article about it. He's done.
Yeah. Oh, incidentally, you heard what Harriman did, didn't you, said?
No.
No, Colson told me he had a statement to the effect that it was, that these, the two summits are just election year gimmicks and they mean nothing else. Think of that. Here he was squealing about not having a Russian. Now he's called it. He really is. Incidentally, I hear Life is probably going to bust the DM thing on him next 2 weeks. That might on him, just his. Apparently, they've got some dope on what he did.
And what is what they say about the Russian friends that they would help support your election? It's also rather interesting.
Yeah.
You know, Harriman was one of the chief actors in the DM.
Yeah. Well, apparently they've got the story. Looking around, nosing around on it at least. Well, let him go. Let him have it. Just let him have it. Well, I tell you, he's really showing his colors. He's just a total partisan.
They have got a different thing. That's the dream. They can make the best come out of it with a tall degree and then one or two other things.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Sure.
Say it was an election to make the next progress and on.
You know, getting back to Salt, Smith's attitude is really a pretty cheap. Jesus Christ. What the hell does he think he's there for himself? Yeah, really. I'm glad you put it to him, because we're not going to let him get away with this kind of thing.
First of all, of course the president gets the credit for the work that's done in his administration. He's the only one that gets elected. But in his case, he didn't even do the work.
Well, in any event, I approved it all, so that's it.
Well, he did more than approve it. We broke the call deadlock out of here. We
sure
did the accident and war thing out of here.
Sure.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. Do we have anybody on his group that we can trust? I don't suppose so. Except the general, maybe he's all right.
Yeah. On the Armed Control Advisory Committee?
No. On the delegation. Got him, Nitze, and the not even the Air Force fellow. Yeah. Well, let's just keep him. Just be sure to bring him those. You're not to make any kind of a deal with him.
I'll get that thing. Good. I'm having dinner with the priest tomorrow.
Good. You know, I think this Comrie move is a very good one.
I think it's tremendous.
And it's we've got a perfect cover for it. He ought to go to Japan anyway. I think the way of handling it is, how to announce it and so forth, important. But I just don't want to have it announced he's going to Vietnam alone. I don't think that should be the first announcement. We've got to put it in the context.
We'll package it up. We'll have it all done by Monday.
Fine. Well, that's good. But he's a good soldier. He's going to go out there. He knows what the stakes are. He says, honestly, I'd like to go. But beyond that, he's willing to do what's right.
And he knows what he owes his president and what he owes his country.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah, I mean, he isn't just thinking, well, maybe he's going to get muddied up with Jen.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, the people who stand up come out ahead of the Fed, as opposed to those who try to play all the angles.
I think so.
I mean, Connolly has been up there taking the heat. He's on the cover of the magazine. No one is sure. They always have something that they
sure. Sure. Well, okay. Just keep Smith in line. I'm not going to have him get out of line. Do you have any further feelings on the NATO thing? I mean, I don't want to send a career man there. It's too important right now to have the steps of the support line. We've got to have somebody that's our man. Well, you'll find somebody.
On the UN, Mr. President, what I have approved for you is a statement that is sent out at the State Department table, which states that it's fully reflective of the views of the president. So they can't leave a piece of paper with your name on it or not. But nevertheless, it has your full support.
You think you can go that far?
Well, that's about the absolute maximum you can go.
What is the maximum? Yeah, I wonder if you can go that far, though. That's
that we have to be very careful not to send to too many countries. This one went to Ireland as it happened, but it's just pretty dangerous. But I'd be very careful not on gun.
I'm not going to say a word about it. I'm not going to do anything. Because I've done mine. I did it deliberately to get it out of the way. No, I am true. No, we'll just let them work on it. It's their job.
Right.
And Bush will work on it. Rogers, and that's fine. But I'm not going to get it.
Cut these two cables.
They ought to be able to handle places like Panama and Venezuela.
Oh, I don't see that these good water and residential intervention in any event.
Well, they ought to just be able to just go to them and say, now look, come along, boys, let's don't put around here. They can get more votes than they think if they work on it that way. You know, just on the basis of what is important to us. So let's vote. Well, maybe we ought to send Smith to NATO. Can't take him out of this. Yeah, he's going to play his line. He's giving him a chance.
I think rather than Churchill would be better.
No, I don't want him. He's too close to the establishment. Just can't have one of the establishment guys. We've been burned by Yeltsin. Really what you come down to.
Every time that guy opens his mouth, he sees how good it is.
Oh, I wasn't. See something.
Near the ambassador would still be in there.
Sure.
If you hadn't wanted to replace him. I mean, he never said these things when he was in office.
No.
But it explains also why we got the redemption.
Ha ha. You probably connived with him. Hmm. I will stick primer to him. Okay.
Right.